Hi there. Welcome to this very important discussion, and I'm sure it's going to be very entertaining and enlightening. I'm very emotional right now because I'm here like with the hottest bachelors in Lagos. In fact, no, in Nigeria. In fact, in like the world. I mean, the only person missing here now is Don Jazzy. You know, I'm telling you, the hottest, like, bachelors, the issue is that we don't even hear what he's saying. Okay, so, but, that was a joke. All right, so, they are nervous because they don't know what I'm going to ask them. All right, so, but welcome to this YouTube video and this series. We're basically going to talk to single men and find out from them what their experiences are like being single. And how they're coping with the single life and what their plans are for leaving the single market. All right, so these are like what we call husband material. I mean, 100 million yards. So on my left, I have the one and only. You know, his first a he's actually award-winning or platinum recording artist. He's a music artist and is also like one of Nigeria's most loved relationship coach and counselor. He is Skooky, and he's such a great person, such a lovable person. I know most of you already know him. If you don't know him, then you have to know him. All right, so that's him by my left. Then I have here, he is, what was that show you won again?
Ultimate Search.
Ultimate Search winner, which year?
The seventh edition, 2010.
Okay. Ultimate Search winner for the seventh edition. He's also award-winning actor. He is the official king of TikTok. The official king of TikTok. His name is Kunle Remy. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Then on my right hand,
be sure.
He is gospel music's baddest boy. He's gospel music most wanted. You know. He's also an award-winning recording artist, gospel recording artist, one of the most loved, most gifted, you know, recording artists we have in Nigeria and yet in the kingdom. And he's also a fashion designer and he owns a fashion line. Amazing. I should have even worn his t-shirt so that I actually wear a lot of his stuff. Yes. He has a fashion line also. His name is Peter. Yes. That's P-I-T-A. Peter, nice to meet you.
Thanks.
I can see they're all wearing black. So they are bad boys. Officially, you know. So, all right. So, basically, it's a discussion format. Welcome, guys. Good to have all of you on the set today.
Thank you very much.
This has been something I've been thinking about doing and planning for a long time. And the idea is so that we can speak for the men, the single men, and we can also enlighten the women if there are things they need to do. We also have one for the women, so ladies should not get upset too quickly. So we have one for the women. But the point is that, hey, what is going on in the mind of single guys today? What's the experience like? And how can ladies learn from it? And how can other single men even learn from it? So maybe let the relationship coach, you know, just, you know, open the floor, then we'll pick it up from there. And guys, feel free to speak anytime you feel like adding something, you know, it's a discussion thing. So, Skooky, what's happening on the dating scene, relationship world, what's happening?
I think for guys, I think it's a question of your freedom. You know, men naturally want to have this amount of freedom, you know, in their lives. They feel they have to give up a large part of it if they're going to be, you know, get into a serious relationship with a lady. So yeah. Where a lady is approaching the idea of marriage from, oh, I'm looking forward to it, I've been dreaming of it since I was 12 years old, the guy is shuffling his feet like, ah, am I sure? What will I have to give up, you know?
Yeah.
Normal guy man things, you know, will I have to? And it's a question of freedom and security, you know. Hmm. Women want security first, yes. You know. They want that assurance, you know. The guy wants to guarantee that, okay, even though we are in a serious relationship, were planning to get married, my freedom is still there, you know. Even though some guys definitely, they want to hold on to so much of the freedom that they don't do what's healthy for a serious relationship. Mm. So it's a balance that needs to be struck. But what I've found out is that it's that element of freedom that makes a lot of guys hesitate, like, this thing, but I say I'm not going to be guy man anymore, you know. And it's not always, this freedom is nothing always have to do with having multiple sex partners or anything like that. Sometimes guys give it up. Let me give credit to the guys. Sometimes guys give it up, but they might still just want to roll with their guys. They just want to feel, you know, they just want to feel that they still have that space and thing. But women, there's a threat to the security of a woman when the guy is always rolling with maybe his bachelor friends, maybe one of his friends that's always carrying plenty of women. You know, there's a threat to the woman's sense of security. So it's that balance where the friction comes. That's my first contribution.
Wow, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. Okay, so what has been, Kuleremi, what has been your experience with women, generally speaking? If you're going to just speak about, you know, what has been going on with you, with women, you know, what would be your, what would you say?
I would say, I don't know why you're laughing. It's this, I know the setup, so I need to I would say that, speaking about relationships, you know, with women, even as friends and you know, as a relationship, there are a lot of people out there that are speaking and talking about relationships. And these women don't filter some of these things. Mm. So there are so many expectations that people set or how to describe a relationship. I don't know who set these rules, by the way, mm-hmm. for relationships. Mm-hmm. That I know the Bible has that for marriage, but for relationships, people just come up with the ideas that a man has to, a woman has to. So the women, so most of the women I meet are in that frame of mind, you know, when they send you memes or send you something on Instagram and you read it like, Jesus Christ, who is this person talking? What does he say? If a man doesn't call you in one day, it means he doesn't love you. Yo, no! I my kind of job, I can't be with my phone the whole day. So I have to leave my phone to film.
Yes.
So if I don't call you now, does that mean I don't love you?
Yeah.
But then that's the mindset. So you have to struggle with these things that they take in. And I think the information is major key. If the ladies out there now don't take don't understand what or filter the information they take in, it's a problem. Because I will keep running.
Yeah.
If I can't keep up to that idea, if you can't filter the right person you listen to, some of these men are never married. Some of these men I give all this speech. And there's a man that is folding my hand, telling him there's a man that's not. Why? Can we have a balance? No. I mean, I've heard you speak, right? I've heard you speak. And you say some truth. You say truth that I can, like what you just said now about even men not wanting to give up freely. I'm in that shoe. Like, I think, I don't want to lose this. You know, but I have to find the balance. I understand that. That's the truth. But when a man is just talking and, you know,
I see this.
And I follow quite a few people. So sometimes I've followed a man for just saying, being a motivation. What are you saying?
Nah,
are you,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
women are reposting this on their stories. Do you are you reading this thing to wonder, or do you, is this the only person you listen to? Or do you, what's his foundation? What's his basis of saying this thing? Is he married?
Yeah.
What was his last relationship like?
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Check his life.
Check his life.
Yeah.
It's almost just for pressure.
That's true. Interesting. Like I said, guys, at any point, feel free to contribute or, you know, cut in so that, you know, to be a discussion format. So, Peter, if I'm going to ask you, and I'll probably still ask the other guys this too, what are, like, the qualities if you are looking for a wife right now? if you could create a woman for yourself right now,
Jesus.
You know, no holds barred, or just, you know, all things are possible, just create that woman right now, the woman that will trip you totally.
A gospel artist. I can't be too free. But honest truth is, when people ask me this question, there are things I can say. Like I've said to, I'll say to people that I'm scared to say it on camera.
Say it.
An intelligent person first. Somebody, I cannot stand unintelligent conversations. I cannot. As in, you will see it in my face. I will just give up. I cannot do it. We are talking on this level, I'm trying to bring you up to that place, and you're talking about things that I don't understand. Mm. I cannot stand an unintelligent conversation. I physically, physically.
Which is important too.
Physically. It's very important. Physically. There must be sheep. You just have to have sheep. I don't want to call names. All the Arsenals and Man U, Manchester, you know, it's just, you want to be attracted to the person you're with. You know, you want to see the space. Sometimes I look at the girl's mother. If I see how the mother looks when we are older, I say, the future is set. I don't need to be afraid. The intelligent people, I don't want someone who likes to fight. Like, I've been with people who enjoy fighting. Someone has said to me that, I don't understand, we've not fought in a week. What's going on? I'm looking at her like, that was the reason that we stopped talking. In a week.
Wow.
About 1 month. You understand? It's inevitable that you have misunderstandings. Yeah. But there are people who
looking
live,
forward to it.
There are people who live for it. Yes. Conflict is alive. Wow. I know someone who told me some years ago that if you don't beat me, you don't love me. I'm like, wow. I actually don't love you.
That kind of person can open a business of to be taking beating for people. I'm telling you.
You know, to be for you to reason that way, it's scary. I think very deep. I see somebody, I've gone far, but those two things are very important.
And people like that too can marry all these people that are beating people that don't want to be beaten. Mm. We have to connect people like this with people that like to beat.
So they will have this
they will come back to you. I'm just thinking how we can work this. This thing can be useful.
I suffered a lot as a young person growing up. I suffered. I please have a job. I don't want to carry. So will do it for us.
Have a job.
Have work. Let's not do that. See, women can say these things. People will laugh when they say this. They think that I'm joking. I'm not playing with you.
Yeah.
Have a job. Women can decide that, I need a man who is responsible that can take care of it. It's not that we don't know our responsibilities, but we are not your retirement benefits. I'm not pension plan. Please bring something to the table. Our wedding is 5 million. Come to me and say, I have 1 million to add. I probably might not take it, but I want to see somebody who is responsible enough to take care of herself. I know that she's responsible enough to take care of my children. Very, very important to me. They say, what about if she has potential? It's okay.
God has given you potential from the beginning to multiply.
Show fruit.
Wow.
Exactly. So it's very important. I have a ministry. I'm in a ministry. I'm trying to do a clothing line. I have no excuse not to be able to fend for my family. So I don't think anybody has an excuse when you say that. I have potential and stuff. You can meet people who have potential.
Because we actually have a lot of ladies today that have that mentality that the guy has to bring everything.
Miss me. As in, let's miss call. It's like Kule was saying, there are things that people read that they've become. When you hear some people talking nowadays, that scares a lot of young people. Yes, men have all their issues and all that, but you sit down and hear what a woman is saying, especially intelligent women. You're like, who stole your biscuit? Like,
how?
What are you talking about? Does this thing you're saying, it actually makes sense to you? Like, it's, you don't listen to the guys anymore. You just feel like we are all the devils. It's not that serious. It's not that, yes, it's serious in some cases. Take it easy. So these are the things that I would look at. Great shape. Your face, beautiful. Yeah, color is not a problem. We can sort it out. Yeah. There's bleaching cream if you want to be yellow.
So you choose shape over face.
Think of your children.
I've covered that place.
I've covered it. Okay.
Nice one. I've covered that one. So Just be a nice person. Sometimes the heart of the woman can make her beautiful.
That's a whole thing by itself. And most people don't know that sometimes when you get to know people, you overlook a lot of things that you thought were red flags.
They become actually, you meet a very good person and you don't see their shape or their face anymore. Yeah. You just know that this person radiates something that I want in my life.
Yeah.
It
is actually part of what I teach people where, as regards physical attraction. Most people, they have already made up their minds before they meet somebody because just for the person, it doesn't look. But sometimes, when you get to know somebody and you like them, you find out that they suddenly start to look, attractive to you. So it happens.
Even serial killers are actually very cute people.
It happens. Skuki, what are some of the qualities you think?
I mean, looking at what Kunle and Peter said now, the mind of a lot of young women nowadays is definitely something that makes guys hesitate. We have all this battle of the sexes going on, you know, equality and all that, you know, which, you know, is fair enough, fine. A world where we are equal is okay, it's valid. But like he said, some women have listened to some things so much that they just have a set way that they want to see a man in, and every individual is different in this life. Everybody comes with strengths and weaknesses. So some women actually are suffering in a relationship, not because there's really anything wrong with the relationship, but they've already idealized everything in their head that this is the amount of romance you must give me, this is the amount, but everybody has different love languages, you know, and you're meeting somebody that's maybe 27 years old, 30 years old, they've lived the first 30 years, and those are the most formative years. And that means then when they're already hardened in their ways, you know. So it takes a while to begin to, to begin to blend, but when a woman has painted this idea of this is how it should be, then there's going to be personality clashes every now and then. So I think when guys, when bachelors, when men see these kind of things and she's already vibing off that energy of, oh, see what I saw on this page. Oh, a man cannot do this. Oh, you know, he starts. And that's a problem we have nowadays. And that's a problem we have nowadays, because some women are not even who
they are.
They're not, exactly. Just like you said, they are becoming what they have been reading. You know, and social media is so invasive. That before you read, oh, a man cheated on his wife 10 times. Oh, domestic violence. So men don't talk. So normally the statistics is wrong on social media. Because if men come out and talk too, we'll hear, we'll see bomb. You know? So because of that, a lot of women have become who they are not. You know, they're dropping comments like, me, I don't think this nonsense. I always say that. I always say that when stories of a man cheated on his wife come up and I read comments and I see women say, I will leave. It's a lie.
Yeah,
I get. They send me DMs. Yeah, oh, my boyfriend is cheating on me for the 100th time. Should I leave? But you're saying that I'll drop in the comments now. I will leave. Yeah. They don't leave because it's not that easy when you are emotionally, you know, entwined with somebody. Yes. And yes, of course, boys beforehand. You know, we are not saints. Boys beforehand. But we're coming from it's a very sensitive time right now because this generation, I think, is the joining factor between our parents' generation and the next generation, you know. So a lot of changes are coming. I think the feminine gender has gone through so many changes in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
The masculine gender has not gone through so many changes.
At all.
We still want to apply the principles that our father said. Me and you had a live one time, and you were telling me about women naturally nurture. Men, their own is to protect and provide. But when a man now yokes with a woman, he should now learn to nurture. So in the back of our minds right now, young men, we want a woman who can nurture. We want a woman that can enter a house and turn it to a home. It's not like we want you to be a cook or be a housemaid, but we want you to have those qualities in you, because that is our idea of what a wife should be, you know? So all this, so you see a lot of women who actually don't mind doing that,
but they're commenting, because of what
they're reading. I can't cook. Then maybe Mr. Light was passing by and saw that comment. I can't cook. I'm like,
Look at her face.
The painful part is that the person who put up that tweet
is cooking.
And she has, and she's tweeting it. She's cooking for her husband.
Thank you.
And she's tweeting it.
Thank you.
I want to TikTok this.
They'll send you to a place that you can't get out of. You see a lot of things. You know, nobody amplifies the mistakes that these women have been making, confusing innocent people. Nobody amplifies it, because we've started to see that a lot of them are telling you things that they are not doing. There's this lady on Twitter that they were dragging at one point, who was married and was forming like she was not married and saying men are scum. And she's preaching this. And she has been married for some years. And she has been preaching this. And I'm like, this is witchcraft.
I want to meet her husband.
Totally.
I want to meet her husband.
The husband was... He was in it. Together. For them, it was a plan.
It's a known fact that if you want to grow female base, it's
that's what you do.
Just start men as scum page.
That's it.
Men as scum page, you'll show.
I actually had an interview one time. So the lady hosting the interview, she's like 37 years old. And then we're talking. So me, I was now explaining that. So another lady was on set, and she was telling me that I'm not his mama. I can't marry a baby. If he can't come, I'm like, and then I'm like, no, it's not like you're marrying a baby, but you should learn your man's strengths and weaknesses. And as the woman, you can actually lead him See, yeah. Men can be controlled. Yes. You know, they can be totally controlled. You can lead him in the direction you want. They're like, no, if you cannot be, I'm like, it doesn't have anything to do with whether a man can be 60 years old and his wife can still be mothering over him. You know, that kind of thing. It's not that you're stupid. It's like, you're arranging it the way you want. So I said it. They disagree with me on set. Then the lady that was hosting the show, who was all energetic, then came behind and told me that, I just got married, like 2 years ago. 35, that me that I've been looking for husband, that see my husband when he does something, I'll just keep quiet. I will argue with him. I'm like, why didn't you say that right now? No. You know? Yes. But I think the energy that sells is fighter. Yes. That's energy.
It sells.
So there's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect there.
I always said that if women realize the power they carry, you see all this feminism. You won't even follow
the wrong
them.
Approach. Listen, if you, because they have power already.
I've seen verses in the Bible where the Bible describes wisdom as she.
Straight up.
She. If you know the strength, and every man is your mumu, don't worry.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a standard. We ate apple. We ate it.
Yes, I'm telling you.
We ate the apple.
Thank you.
Brother, we ate it.
Thank you. The devil could not approach Adam because he would say, "Get out of here."
Yes.
But Eve,
he knew it was the wrong approach.
And he knew, and God had told him not to do that. Exactly. But he chose to obey the woman instead of obeying God.
He saw the fruit. He said, "This is not the fruit." He said, "It's the fruit, but it is." But he ate it. So see the power.
And Samson did the same thing. David did the same thing. Abraham did the same thing.
Everybody.
Sorry, you didn't say, "No, ye not ye are gods." It's like she are gods.
There's so much power, and so when I see people being misled, I'm like, you don't know, you've not even come into your own self to be able to be carried away with certain things, and even for you to even be doing this and be doing something different, then you're not yourself.
That's not true to yourself.
You're not real.
Identity crisis. They were arguing about Acrimony one time, and I said to the guys, look. Yes, we can say anything. It's a movie, so don't kill yourself. One, but two, the truth is, if she knew herself. We won't get to that point. This story, that day you caught a guy cheating, that you went to go and use car to spoil your womb by yourself, you know, anger, identity. Once you know who you are, you're a queen,
That is it.
Yeah.
Move.
That is it.
Identity crisis. A lot of times, people don't know themselves, and they allow these loud, vocal people give them an identity that is not theirs. And you keep getting into trouble. You get into trouble. I'll be the first to say to anybody that men are not perfect. I am not perfect. I have had my run-ins. You are my pastor. You know this.
Yes, I'm still praying for you. We're working on that. The fast is on right now.
And the fast, you know that sometimes we did dry. My mother had to join. Dry. Oh, you know, I'll be the first person to say that. But you see, the place that we're not honest about, and men don't talk.
Yeah, that
they
was
don't. If a man talks, you are weak.
That's it.
Or your friends will laugh at you.
That's you, yeah.
Funny stuff. Like, men don't talk. And my experience with dealing with the opposite sex has always been, they will cry foul when they're the ones that look for you.
Yeah.
They will come, they talk, they beg you, they talk everything and everything. You try to stay away. And because women are strong, sometimes you fall. And when you fall and you wake up and you're like, no, I can't do this. They cry foul. And they will drag you.
Yes, sir.
They will drag you. It's not popular conversation that people want to talk about. Men are scared to talk about it. But the honest truth is that, in my opinion, 80% of the time, or let's say 75% of the time that there's been an issue, it wasn't my fault, though. Like that. I take full responsibility that I did not stand my ground as a young Christian and behave the way that Pastor Mildred has been telling me to behave. I take it. But you see, if I can take responsibility also.
That's it.
Don't come and be telling me that you're breaking my heart. You're doing this.
I think this.
You knew that the problem will start. You started this thing because you don't know yourself.
That's it.
Pastor, your message covered this thing a lot, which is, men are like this. That's women it. Are like this. Simple. Stop trying to make this person like this.
Don't do it. Point of headache.
Yes. That's it. It will not end well.
It can't. Yes. It has never ended well in history.
I think it's very foundational. That knowing that men and women are different is very important. And that's what, because even some of the men as compost, I think if people understood that women can be emotional. So when they are hot, what they are saying is different from what they are going to do.
Yeah.
It's different from
totally.
So they are expressing their immediate hot of feelings. But if you read it literally, because men are literal, women are not. That's women are poetic. So if you read it literally, you miss women. Because that's they can be saying, leave me.
I hate you.
I hate you. Or leave me. What they're saying is that don't leave me.
And we believe. You know, when they say that, we believe.
Yes, we believe that you may leave me. No, don't leave me. That's not what I'm saying. So if you don't understand women, you would think you respond to her emotions. And that's not what she's saying. She's just expressing how she feels now.
Absolutely.
This is not what she feels long term.
And she'll blame you later that you do not understand that she was saying don't leave me when she said leave me.
Exactly. Exactly. So when you see those men saying men has come, they are just saying that temporarily based on how they feel now. So they can go home from there and go and love their husband. You know, and maybe what they're referring to something happened to them when they were young. Because the way a woman's mind works, it covers both the past, the present, and the future. They're all linked. So she can be saying something, and you need to find out, is this about the past? Or is this about the present? Or is this about the future? But men most likely are talking about the future.
Then
men
if
are
we now forward. Ask, what is wrong? Nothing. Babe, what is wrong?
Emotional.
Nothing.
It's part of it.
Babe,
it's poetic.
What is wrong? Literal. Nothing. Then you now move. 3 hours later, she comes. I don't like this. But you said nothing now.
I don't pay you.
So that's what you just
explained. You ahead. Are you trying to tell me you don't know what is wrong? That is why I'm asking you.
I want to have
it. You want to tell me don't know what you do? I don't know what to do.
She lost her demons.
I don't know. How would I know?
And I think that is where women, young women, miss it. When they take their own value system as a woman and copy and paste it onto the man and be like, no. This is how you should think about this, you know? They totally miss, they go like this instead of like this, you know? The time is, and that's the problem we have with the gender equality messages nowadays. They mix it up. Gender equality is being mixed up with gender uniformity.
Yeah.
We are different.
Different.
And once women understand that, okay, he's a man, he's being nonchalant. It's not because he doesn't care about me. He's just in his head and he's just looking like this. Yes. Men do that a lot. We just sit there in front of you watching sports analysis and we're just in a zone. It's not like, we don't care about you. But she will be like,
What are you thinking about right now? Oh, nothing. You can't tell me.
Tell me nothing. Thank you.
You're not thinking something.
Nothing.
I had that issue with my wife a lot of times. Because every time she'll come and be like, what? I was like, no, just no. She said, tell me. I said, no, nothing. And she'll find it hard to believe because women don't understand that a man's brain has a part of it that is empty.
That's not completely.
He's doing nothing. Because his engine is heavy. The engine is just cooling down. He's not doing anything. But a woman's brain is always, even when she's sleeping, her mind is working. A lot of women wake up tired. When they are sleeping, their mind is still working. Oh, the children, oh, that's they have to do that. So they just assume that we are the same way. You hit the nail on the head by saying, gender equality is not gender uniformity. So that is the key there.
It's not.
You know, so that's why a woman will say things like, oh, the man too has to be cooking. But when there is AC outside, somebody needs to carry it in. Is it fair to tell that woman to go and carry it? No. You know, when there's something that requires physical strength, God knows why he made us different, because there are things somebody will do better than the other person.
Yeah.
There are also things the other person will do better. So it's for us to find how we can marry. That's what marriage is. We marry it in a way that it works for us.
Yeah.
So not insisting that, interestingly, there are homes where the woman cannot even cook at all.
Yeah.
And the guy is a great cook.
Absolutely.
So that's fine if that works. But, you know, don't turn it to a war. You have never met the man. You're already fighting. That whoever I marry, whoever.
The worst part, you see what scares me? These ladies don't understand that men are reading their posts, their comments. They don't get it.
That's how they will send you messages.
They don't get
it. You understand? You just mess up with your babe, for example. Don't just go to her story. You've known what you have done wrong. Every post is that it's for you, package.
Yes.
Was that for me? No, it's not for me. Was that talking? Are you guilty?
And this is where men instinctively just get it a bit right more than women. Because men don't assume that a woman must be like him.
Yes.
Men know that, a woman. You know, they just accept like that. But women want to bring guilt. Yeah.
My brother calls something a dud bomb, where a woman threatens you or says something to you. She's cooking or chilling. When she's that bomb she has dropped on you, you're panicking. You're doing, she's panicking, she's chilling. If she calls you, she says she can attack you again. But it's just a dud bomb. Once it gets to zero, it's.
I agree.
But you panic.
How about? Because we process it literally like person.
Exactly.
She don't talk this. Because for you, if you as a guy, she say that, you know, you probably. So you don't blame. True, very true. Very true.
Will send me a message. Some leader will send me a message. She'll say, Peter, I should not say anything again. She just leave her phone and go and do something.
Baba?
I say, what have I done? See, I'm thinking I'll not be calling. She'll not pick. I'll send her a message. Mama, she's not going to say no. I wanted to check on you. I'm like, don't do that. No. Don't do it to me. Just greet me. Peter, how are you? I want to check on you. No, Peter, don't. Like a girl sends you a message and says, we need to talk.
Oh. A friend was telling me this girl said, on set, he said he was pressed. He was really pressed that he was rushing home. His babe just said, see, we need to talk. He said he started sweating. And he started checking his archive. What have I done? Did you say anything? No, he was freaking out. He now called and said, why? He said, I'm not feeling too good. So tell me, why do we need to talk? She now said, no. Mom said she wanted you to help her bring something back. I'll buy something for me to take back to London.
Don't book an appointment to talk. Just talk.
Yeah, you say
fattest first.
To calm down.
That's the ease of it. Because what was that for?
Don't tell me.
Women like to set a stage for
conversation.
Like, and men, like
presence of God, set the presence.
Words you can tell a man just need to talk. His brain will just blow down. Because we don't really go deep on so many things like that. You know,
check your past. You go back up.
Yeah, you check it. Check her Instagram. Nothing. Check everything. Nothing.
Does anybody comment?
I mean, like your post. You should not like.
Oh, Lord. We need what?
Oh my God,
Bob. You know what we've done? We actually passed the question.
because I think we're expressing a lot of things that men don't usually talk about normally. And for another thing again that I feel that make young men, you know, approach women with caution is that. We need our women to be more emotionally accountable. We need them to know that my emotions push me to make this silly decision. But like he said, sometimes they play the victim. Oh, yes. You know, and when a woman is all hysterical with her emotions, the world is sympathetic. You know, there was a social experiment one time when a woman was hitting a guy in a mall. Yes. You know, she was hitting the guy, and nobody was like, you know, what did you do? What did you do? Then they switched it. The guy was hitting the woman, and everybody came and started, dragging the guy. So it's natural that when a woman is screaming, people will come to her aid, you know. So women need to be more emotionally accountable. I know that my emotions made me do this thing. My emotion. No man wants a woman who is just, you know, she can be triggered off at any point in time. And the way it is nowadays, I'm not against feminism, but we have different versions of feminism.
They've hijacked it now.
Yes. Oh. So feminism is getting stronger, but women are getting weaker.
Yes.